Hello.
Hello, this is Edward calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for presidents and governors of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
I'm gonna vote.
Very likely
all
to vote,
or
somewhat likely to vote?
Huh?
Are you very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote?
Yeah, I vote every year. I don't miss out on voting.
Okay. Appreciate the answer. Mm-hmm. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent? Good? Not so good?
Bad. They got no good benefit for senior citizens. And they talk a good game, but they don't ever do that. I can
appreciate
it.
Honestly, when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, a stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. The second statement says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Which of those is a statement to be real with more?
Well, that's kind of hard to say right now. On a Biden, we got a lot of things done and continue to have things.
Your answer is confidential, so no one will be aware of what you answer. We just want to know.
Well,
what
just tell like it is. To me, it's better. You know, a whole lot of things we didn't get done, still ain't got it done. And like,
I hear you.
Everybody vote for Trump. But, you know, I can't see that.
But in your case, do you agree when it says under President Biden and the Democrats there are more jobs, higher wages, strong protection for workers and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before, and that they also care about people, for helping people? Or do you agree with under President Biden the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed? The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
I don't know too much about open borders. They just do a lot of things, and then the Republicans, they had a chance to close the border and fix the border, but on the Trump, he called and got it, so they wouldn't fix it. They could have been had that done. But you know, everybody to me should have an opportunity to do whatever they want to do. But under his administration, he wants to be the king. And, you know, everybody should be, you know, do what they want to do, go where they want to go. But under him, you know, he wants to be a dictator. So, you know, and you know, but getting back to you said senior citizen, I'm a senior citizen. I'm 7 years old and I retired. And if you want a job, you can get a job. Cause I applied for a job. I've been working, and I'm 70 years old. You can get a job.
Oh, that talks very well about you.
A job.
But keeping that in mind, do you agree with the first or the second statement?
What do you mean, the first?
The first statement says that under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, a stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. And
yes, the first one.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Because I'm a senior citizen, and I went to apply for a job today. You can get a job, and job plenty. plentiful, and like, you know, it might not be what you want, cause like I'm a truck driver, and I did over the road for 30 years, and I made something like $169,000 a year when I was in trucking, but the government came in and they messed it up for trucking, and I'm gonna just tell you this here. That's why they can't get nobody to drive trucks no more. Yeah. Cause the government went in and messed that up, and they don't want to pay nobody for driving a truck. Cause that's a big responsibility, and you got a chance to buy anything you want.
Thank you for sharing your opinion. That's actually really important. It seems to me that you're a very smart and hardworking person. With that consideration, and sorry for interrupting, but I would like your opinion. I want you to please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. So what are your opinions towards Kamala Harris? Are you very favorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about Don Davis?
Who?
Don Davis. If you don't know who he is, that's okay. Just let me know.
Don Davis, I ain't never heard of that.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Who?
Biden. Yes, Joe Biden.
Oh, he ain't running for president no more.
But are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Well, I'm favorable, but we got a new vice president now, so I'm leaning to his policy and whatever he got to offer.
Okay, so regarding Biden, are you very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable. He's old, and he don't serve his time, and you don't call up with him, so he ain't able to run. You know, he can't do field as president job call. He 81, 82 years old, so, you know, he needs to pass the torch to somebody else who can stand up for you and talk what he's supposed to do.
Okay. Thanks for the answer. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being that honest with me. What about Lori Bookout? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, then no worries. What about Roy Cooper?
Oh, yeah, in North Carolina. Yeah. I'm favoring him.
Very favorable, or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay.
Oh,
last, what about Donald Trump?
Be honest with you. He got baggage, and he got a nasty attitude, and he don't know how to talk to people, and he ain't just started like that. He been like that a long time ago, cause I used to haul into his casinos and stuff. And he got a nasty attitude, don't know how to talk to people. He got a troubled mind, and he just keep a whole lot of argument all the time. He thinks his way is the right way, the highway. That's the way he thinks. Everything got to go through him.
So in your case, are you somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable towards Donald Trump?
Unfavorable. No, sir.
Very unfavorable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, unfavorable. I don't agree with nothing you got.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for being that honest. I really appreciate your honesty. And your kindness, too. You're a very kind person.
Right.
If this year's presidential elections were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
The first. Harris.
Okay.
Harris. Yeah, because she got more experience, and she can she's a big time lawyer in California, and she could stand up to all this rhetoric and the White House. She can take care of that and speak in tune with, embarrass them and show them up. So I'm very favor of her.
Okay.
We need a change and get out of this where everybody can treat somebody just like they human. Man or woman, Mexican, Chinese, white, black, Mexican, it don't make no difference. Everybody should be treated equal.
I'm happy you're bringing that to the end of the conversation. I'll have some statements to read to you later on. For now, I'm wondering, in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Democrat.
Josh Stein, okay. And in the elections for U.S. Congress from the area, which candidate would you choose if you have to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Larry Bookout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
The first one.
Don Davis, okay.
Right.
Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes.
Okay. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? First is bank, second, credit union, third, a stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab. Fourth, check cashing outlet, and by last, other institution or banal.
The first one, I do the bank and the credit union. That's my two primes. I got both of them, the bank and the credit union. You get better high interest rate from the credit union. They real consistent. The bank first, but I do more business at the credit union.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the clarification. I have some statements about the current Congressman Don Davis. I want you to please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first statement says Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud, make sure your privacy is protected, and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs. Are you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay.
Right.
Knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local insert North Carolina small businesses so they can have internet needed to prosper and grow. Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive. Don Davis.
Positive or very positive?
Positive.
Somewhat positive?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get him out of the way so credit unions and other communities, development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first and mortgages, and small business loans. Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral?
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive. Till I get all the results, then you can go from there.
Okay, I see your point. Also says, Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold onto their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies. That's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay.
Right.
Don Davis fight for our armed services and military families. He is working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Semir Jan Air Force Base, and he voted to pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior enlisted service members. Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral?
Oh, negative. Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay. Right. Just three more questions. We're almost done. As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase healthcare benefits and get college loans. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral? Okay.
Yeah.
Don Davis has taken actions to secure our borders, including voting to increase funding for border patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossings, and crack down on drug trafficking. Very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral?
Neutral, Cole. I don't know
or negative.
too much about it. And they say a good, they talk a good game till they get in there. And then when they get in there, it goes.
Your answer.
Right.
Thanks for explaining that anyways.
Right.
Just a few more. Through support
okay.
Sorry for interrupting. Just one more statement. Through support of North Carolina credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to go to work, pay for the children's educations, or emergency hospital bills. Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral?
Somewhat positive, till I find out really. Right.
Okay. Okay. It sounds to me you are a very honest man. I appreciate your honesty.
Right.
I have just two more. Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in the local community, charge lower interest rates, and help a small business grow to create local jobs. Very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral? Or negative?
Positive.
Very or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay. Last one. Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina. He attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. Very positive, somewhat positive, or neutral, or negative?
You could call, I don't know too much about it. I ain't never known him to do too much, and he's just coming out. To me, everybody want to get in the office. They'll say anything to get in there. Once they get in there, then they do something different. I've seen that advertised. But, you know, I don't believe everything out here.
With that in mind, there's another candidate for Congress. She's Laurie Buchholz. She's a constitutional conservative Republican. She is also a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans and retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you have heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Laurie Buchholz, the Republican?
Democrat.
Don Davis, Democrat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you saying you were 70, right?
Huh?
You are 70 years old?
Yep.
Okay. I hear you saying, too, that you apply for a job. I actually hope you can get it. I really hope you can get a job.
Oh. I already got a job, like I told you. Yeah, job is...
That was fast. Congratulations.
Job.
Congratulations.
Job is...
a good example to young people.
Job is plenty. If you want a job, you can get a job. But people now, to me a whole lot of why people don't go out and get jobs. They don't pay people the money they deserve. Now, you can go to like a company, they might start you off with 11 quid, but if you go to a company, they start you off with like $20 or $22 an hour, which one will you get? The quail dollar or the $22?
You always aim for the best, better. So I see your point.
Right.
Question, this one thing you said really caught my attention. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
I'm black all the way.
Okay.
African American. Yeah, I'm African American.
With that in mind, I just need to ask, do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry? Spanish ancestry?
No.
Okay. Are you a member?
Sorry,
speaking over. Are you a member of either the military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No. I joined the military when I was back in 17, 18 years.
I joined,
and when I got ready to swear in the next morning, they had a nasty attitude. And when I got there, he talked that off the wall talk, and I decided right then that I didn't want to go into the military. But don't get me wrong, the military is good for certain people who like that, but I'm not into that. So I went to truck driving school, and I came from the farm. We're making about $18,000 a year, and I started driving truck across the country, and I've been everywhere except California, and I got 2 million miles, and I used to average $169,000 a year.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Yeah. Have a good background. Questions, and we're almost done, I promise. This is just a statistical question. Please answer yes or no. Do you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? Do you watch movies or shows on ESPN Plus?
I probably look at TV two or three hours a day. I don't, like the president talking. I'm dead front. I listen. I might see movies, not too much in the TV, because there's so much going on, man. You can't believe nothing they say, what they will say. They just say a lot of stuff, you know.
You're very careful to whom you give your attention to. That's really
right.
Did you ever watch movies or shows on ESPN Plus?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what about Disney Plus?
Disney? No, yeah. I might glance at it, but not
for me. Okay. Peacock?
Yeah, I look at this sometimes.
Okay. What about Hulu? That's spelled H-U-L-U.
No.
Okay.
Not
Paramount Plus?
No.
Just three more. YouTube TV? What about YouTube TV?
Yeah, I look at that.
Okay. FUBO? F-U-B-O?
No, they have probably got, I look at all of them, whatever flip my mind,
whatever,
pro basketball. I used to look at pro basketball, but
nice.
I used to be in love with that, but you know, everybody now, it ain't like it used to be. Everybody about money. And, it used to be, you know, you come to do your work and get out. But now it's all about money. Who can make the most money? Who can store the most points? So I really don't even look at it like I used to.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Just one more question regarding those programs. Did you watch movies or shows on Sling TV?
Yeah, I watch that too.
Yes? Okay, okay. Awesome, great. This concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for being so kind, so open-minded, and so honest with the conversation. It's Friday, so I do hope you have a good weekend, and wherever you are, I just hope you have a good day.
Let me tell you this here.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I came from the farm, pick cotton, shake peanuts, and that one for me. And I went in the trucking business, and back in the day, like I told you, I probably never had but 4 jobs out of 30 years I grew, and I got paid, and back then, I'm going to just tell you how the trucking was, why they can't get nobody to drive a truck. When I first went to drive a truck, my sign-on bonus was $3,500. And I used to average 6 to 500 miles a week. I used to run everywhere and stay out. They give you $300 layover, and my cruising bonus was $2,500. That was kind of my check. And I remember time I could go to the store and buy 4 suits and still have $500 or $600 or $800. And then when Christmas came, I used to get a $2,500 Christmas bonus plus the driver of the month, $700. And the company where I grew up had 500 trucks and 13 terminals.
Listen, I'm amazed to hear everything you have done in your life. And as I said, you're a very kind person. And honestly, I just want you to have a good weekend. I appreciate your time. You're one of the kindest people I've talked to today, and it has been a total pleasure to be on the phone.
Yes.
I really wish
I got to tell you one more thing.
Okay.
If you want something bad enough, and I came to the farm, and my parents were a sharecropper, and I owned three houses, and therefore working hard, and from my upbringing, from my father and mother. And I buried my mom and my father. And I'm married to a school teacher, big insurance company, wife. And we retired, she retired, I'm retired. And I got tired of sitting home after 2 months. I went back to work. So extra money every month. Say you go out and find your job, and you get $1,000 every 2 weeks, and you just sitting home looking at TV and book, and you could get an extra $1,000 every 2 weeks to go with your for your Social Security and pension and all that. You can make it, but you got to want to. You got to want to do it. You got to want to.
Totally agree. Working hard, pay off really good. So,
yeah, that's right. Then you got it.
I appreciate it. I really wish I could keep talking to you, but I really had to go.
I know. It's okay. You have a good day, too. And thank you so much.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.